House Democrats pushed legislation ahead yesterday that will put $37 billion more into the wars in both Afghanistan and Iraq. It also boosts domestic spending for teachers, student loans, and border security along the U.S.-Mexico border. Todd Zwillick was in the Capitol for the voting that came in very late in the day. He joins us now. Todd, you know, coming on the heels of not approving the Senate not approving extension on unemployment benefits, clearly this is the House, but there is a lot of attention being paid to what Congress is spending its money on right now.
There is, and I think the point in these late-night votes last night, Celeste, that went up close to midnight, about 11 o'clock last night, is that the war in Afghanistan is getting harder and harder for members of Congress to support and to go on the record. And you saw that evidenced in some of the votes and some of the strange procedures they used. There are more and more members of Congress who are getting nervous about supporting the strategy in Iraq. Listen to Maxine Waters of Los Angeles speaking out on the House floor last night.
The American public is tired of this long, drawn-out war. Moreover, many of us in Congress do not see the logic in investing further funds toward training the Afghan army when all methods utilized to this point have failed to achieve tangible gains.
Now, Celeste, do you remember back in the health care debate when we kept saying, oh, the House is going to pass health care without actually voting on the health care bill itself? Remember that whole craziness?
Right.
Because it was politically incendiary. They did the exact same thing last night. They voted on a bunch of procedures and a bunch of different things, but they passed $37 billion for the war without ever voting on the question. And I don't think a lot of people notice that, but they did it because it's getting harder and harder, not just for the likes of Maxine Waters, but for a lot of moderates to support this war. There was another amendment that called for an immediate withdrawal from Afghanistan. It failed, but it got 100 votes.
Wow.
And another vote calling for a phased withdrawal from Afghanistan, making Barack Obama do it, got 162 votes, including 9 Republicans.
But it looks like it's not just war funding in here. They also attached $10 billion to hire teachers because they're afraid that they're going to lose so many over the summer. What else was in there that's domestic spending?
There's border security, and there's another thing. We've been following this story on black farmers and their $1.2 billion settlement because of a subsidy discrimination at the U.S. Department of Agriculture. That failed last week. We reported on it. Black farmers' money is back in this bill. Back in there. Now, Senate still has to act. It goes back to the Senate. That domestic money, the teachers, the black farmers, border security, it's all a big question mark. We don't know if the Senate's going to sign on. It's going to be tough.
Todd Zwillick, Takeaways Washington correspondent. His Power Players podcast this week, by the way, features memories of the late Senator Robert Byrd from lots of different senators and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.